You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
You know, in a world where there's so much darkness and so much uncertainty, we need to know that God is in control, that God is busy working in us and with us and through us to take us from where we are to where He wants us to be. The Bible teaches us that light shines into darkness, and that light expels darkness. Anybody been facing some darkness? Some challenges? The Bible reassures us that light expels darkness. In John 1 verse 4 it says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend." Family, listen to me. Light always expels darkness. It doesn't matter how dark it is. Where there's light, light expels darkness. Darkness does not expel light. You know what the Bible says? We are called children of light. Turn to the person next to you and say, whether you like it or not, you are called to be a child of light. Ephesians 5 verse 8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." When you walk as a child of light, what does it mean? It means you are pursuing holiness. You are pursuing the goodness of God. You are pursuing His righteousness. Like here Pastor Paul was saying, you are seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. When we are children of light, everything changes. Whatever situation that you look at, whatever situation that you are facing, when you are filled with the light and the life of God on the inside, that light will expel all shades of darkness. The Bible teaches us that the light of God's Word, what is that? It is revelation knowledge of who God is. There's revelation and light that can shine into our senses. And that when you look at a situation from your senses, it's what you feel. It's what you see. It's what you hear. You know, sometimes people can say things that make you feel bad. Let me just rephrase that. Luke 17 verse 1 says that offense will come to everybody. So that means what people sometimes say, their words are filled with things that wants to cause offense in your life, to push the light out of your life. So there's two kinds of revelation. There's revelation that comes from the Word of God, the Spirit, and there's revelation that comes from your senses. Think about the Garden of Eden. There was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. There are many people that live good lives just looking at knowledge of good and evil. But what we need is revelation. There's two kinds of love. Love that comes from the regenerated spirit of man and love that comes from senses. Righteousness, two kinds of righteousness. Righteousness that comes from man that wants to do everything right. It's self-righteousness. But then there's a righteousness that comes from God. This light of God's Word, when it brings revelation into your heart, and you know who God is, you will confess what you believe and not what you feel and see around you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had revelation that God was their deliverer. They even said to the king, whether He delivers us or not, He is our deliverer. That's speaking from revelation, the light of revelation. The fiery furnace was real. They heated it up 10 times more. You know what's the interesting thing when you start to walk in the light of God's revelation? They said, whether God delivers us or not, He's our deliverer. When they were in the fiery furnace, who saw the fourth person? It was the king. It's the one who was not a believer. So many times when you walk in the light of God's favor and you become a child of light, your enemy will see the fourth person in your life. Sometimes you don't see Him and you don't feel Him, but He is there. In a world that focuses so much on senses, what they feel, what they hear, what they see, there's a need for us to walk in the light of God's Word, revelation from above so that we can walk in victory, so that we can have heaven's opinion about our situation. Too many of us lapse from revelation knowledge of what God has given us to the senses. When you see things around you every day, it's very easy for fear to grip your heart. That's why you have to make God's word the standard for your life. What this word says, when you believe it, say it. Don't confess what you see and what you hear and what you feel, but confess what you believe. Luke 11 verse 35, it says, "Therefore take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light." Saying, be careful what you think. Because your thoughts and what you meditate upon affects the light that's on the inside of you. So what does it mean to walk in light? What does it mean to walk in the light of God's word? Number one, to walk in the light means you allow the word of God, the revelation knowledge, to dominate your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Revelation. When God brings revelation, revelation in your heart. Like I said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had revelation that God is their deliverer. David said, "The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" When there's light on the inside of you, even if darkness is coming against you, you can know that that light will expel all shades of darkness. There's always going to be darkness. But when there's light on the inside of you, that light goes before you. Amen? Turn to the person next to you and say, "The light expels darkness." This light of God's word will allow you to experience life in Christ Jesus as a born-again believer. When you are born again and you've allowed this light, James 1 verse 21, when you receive the word of God with meekness into your heart, into your spirit, it's able to save your soul, change your way of thinking. That even though there's a storm on the outside, there's peace on the inside. Even though there's darkness pressing against you, the light on the inside keeps you calm, knowing what God is saying about the situation. Am I talking to the right people here this morning? Who's been facing some darkness in the past week? Light expels darkness. John 16 verse 33 says, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." This is a peace that comes from God. When the light of God shines into your heart, it brings peace into your heart. There might be a storm on the outside, but there's peace on the inside. People will say to you, "What you're going through would make me freak out. Why are you so calm?" So I'm not calm because of me. I have peace on the inside that comes from heaven. The light of God's word that shines into my heart expels all shades of darkness. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, "For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." God allows light to shine into your heart. And that brings revelation of Christ and his glory. What? Revelation of what Jesus did on the cross for you. Remember, every challenge that we might face, the cross is the answer. Jesus died on the cross for all fundamental problems. When you have revelation of that, even when there's no money in your pocket, you'll know that you are blessed with every blessing in Christ Jesus. Even if you have a pain, you know by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. Even if you are facing a fiery furnace like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you can say, "He is my deliverer, whether he delivers me or not." God's word will, number one, reveal to you the finished work upon the cross. And when you have revelation and understanding of what he has done for you, we've just come out of Easter. He has been bruised. He has been chastised. to make a way for you to experience his light and his life. You know what's the amazing thing? The Bible says that this peace will start to rule and reign in your heart. A matter of fact, this peace will guard your heart. When there's a lot of things that want to disturb your peace, the peace of God, the light of God in the inside of you, in your heart, will make you be calm. Guard your heart. Colossians 3 verse 15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. So more than anything, protect this peace on the inside. There are many things coming your way that wants to steal your peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Turn to the person next to you, say, you are called to peace. Not to fight on the internet. Not to cause trouble on social media. You are called to peace. Say, what is my calling? Your calling is peace. Amen. Make peace wherever you go. Philippians 4, 7 says, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When the light of God's word shines into your heart, it will bring peace. A matter of fact, the Bible says that this word is sharper than any two-edged sword to cut in between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, to discern the intents and the thoughts of your heart. How does the word know what's going on in your heart? Because of the light of God's word that shines into your heart, reveals the intentions and the thoughts of your heart. Thirdly, we are called to act upon this word. Even when the senses are shouting something else. Turn to the person next to you and say, Aina. You know, sometimes when people are nasty towards you, they are cursing you, saying bad things about you. We don't fight fire with fire. You don't fight darkness with darkness. You fight darkness with light. When they curse you, when they speak against you, they want to come against darkness. It's a trap of the enemy for you to respond in the same way. A Christian that responds based on what they see and feel, the Bible calls them a carnal Christian. But we are called to be spiritual, to be led by the Holy Spirit. When they curse, we bless. When they despitefully use us, we pray for them. We love our enemies. Can I have one amen? Amen. Who had an enemy this week that just upset your heart? Your boss is not your enemy, amen. You know, the devil is your enemy. Your neighbor is not your enemy. Your spouse is not your enemy. Your children is not your enemy. Your real enemy is sin. Turn to the person next to you and say, sin is your real enemy. Family, listen to me. Christianity, if you want to be a Christian, Christianity is all about the purity of our hearts. And the only way to keep this heart pure is by the light of God's word. A matter of fact, for you to be a Christian right to the end, you're going to have to keep this heart pure right until the end. That means you're going to have to allow the light of God's word to always shine into your heart, giving him the rightful place. The enemy wants to steal your peace. He wants to steal your joy. Sometimes the people that steal your peace the most is not the one out there that you don't know. It's the one here the closest to you. They're called familia. Sometimes they call childreno. You know childreno? I'm sure this week where school started again, it's a lot of things. Sometimes there's teachers that want to steal your peace. You say, what about my child? You want to say that again? Mummies, don't go fight with teachers. The teachers are there to teach your children. You're not there to teach the teacher how to be a teacher. They went to school to do that. They studied at university. You support them. Aina or amen. What was it? Jesus said, Luke 6 verse 27, but you are listening, I say, love the teachers. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. So if they are mistreating your child, the first thing that you do before you speak to them, go speak to God. Pray for them. Amen? The enemy wants you to respond with darkness. And then you've opened the door and you've stepped into his trap. We are children of light. We are parents of light. Why don't you be a parent of light and rather keep some social media away from your child? And make sure that what they are viewing is filled with light and not rubbish, not nonsense. Don't be ignorant. Parents, don't be ignorant. There's certain things that they say, and we'll have another conference this year to teach parents on parenting their children. But don't be ignorant. Don't say every other child would look at things, but never my child. My child is a child of light. Your child might be a child of light, but if you allow them to look at darkness, the darkness will start to affect their hearts. So there's a need for us to keep the light in our hearts, and there's a responsibility towards us as parents to make sure that that light is in our children. And if you let them watch nonsense, darkness, it will start to affect their behavior. Keep the light of God in your heart. John 8 verse 12 says, then Jesus spoke to them again saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And when you follow me, you will walk in this light of life. It's Jesus' way. Then he says the next thing that is so challenging in the book of Matthew. He says, you are the light of the world. You go out and be the light. When you go to school, when you go to work, wherever you go, you be the light. Not when you come to church. Yes, there need to be light here. I love light. I think it's probably the only church with a big window that light can come in, because I like light. Amen. Not darkness. You know, when we were building this church, they just wanted to paint the auditorium black. And I said, black? No. It's not a theater. It's a church. I want light. Amen. Turn to the person that you say, light. Matthew 5 verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives the light to all who are in the house. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Family, when you are born of God, when you are born of light, the light will shine. Amen? Show people how light expels darkness. When they're nasty, you be kind. If they want to curse, you bless. And move in the opposite spirit. Don't flow with darkness, but move with light. Can I just say this? People that walk in light, they are positive. But people that walk in darkness, they're negative. If you're always negative and pessimistic and all, go check your darkness. And let light come in and let that light expel the darkness. Listen, sometimes situations and circumstances have pressed so much against you that it's blue, that it's black. And when they just touch you, you feel that. So I know sometimes what we go through is real. But this word is more real. This is the truth, and there's light and life in it. And if you start declaring this over that which is hurting, it will bring healing. Philippians 2:14 says, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So what does he say? He's saying, listen, be positive. Light is positive. Anybody can criticize. Anybody can point the finger. But it takes children, parents of light and life, to bring the solution. To speak light where there's darkness. To bring hope when everybody has lost hope. very quiet now. Positive people let their light shine because the light giver is on the inside of them. Ask God, Lord, grant unto me a heart that is positive. A heart that can see solutions when nobody else sees it. When everybody shouts darkness, darkness, walk in there and let your light shine. Let me close with this. You know, one thing that's sure, that many people out in the world is offended and bitter. How do I know that? Because the Bible says, Luke 17 verse 1, offense will come to everybody. So offense is going to come to you. It's not a curse. It's a fact. It's a statement that Jesus made that offense will come. You can have a wonderful service, and as you drive out here, somebody cuts in before you. They can offend you. On your way to church, just wanting to worship Jesus, something can happen that causes offense. So we have a responsibility to help people when their hearts are offended. Amen? Sometimes you are the light to help somebody, but sometimes you're offended and you go to somebody. The Bible says if you have a disagreement with somebody, go to them. Don't go vomit and stain everybody else. Go to them and go make right. If it's difficult for you to sort it out when the person has vomited in your mouth, then go to somebody that's stronger, that knows how to clean vomit up, that knows how to deal with bitterness. Amen. Go and see somebody that can counsel you. Go to your pastor or somebody that can help you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the first thing that you should do is pray. You know, Job says something amazing in Job 22, verse 28. He says, "You shall decide a thing and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways." You know what's the first thing that you should do? Say, "Lord, I command your light into the situation, for in your light there's life." You know, the first words that God spoke was, "Let there be light." When there was darkness, when there was no form, the Spirit of God was hovering over all of that. And what's the first thing that God spoke? Let there be light. What does the psalmist say? Your word is a lamp unto my feet. This will lead and guide you. Sometimes somebody has offended you or hurt you, and you say, what am I going to do? Sometimes before you know what to do, obey this. The Bible says, go to your brother. So sometimes you have to, when you take that step to go to your brother, the light will move with you. And you'll know what's the next thing to do. And you're moving closer to the answer. But sometimes you just say, let the light speak to them and they come to me. You've still got the black bag on. You're covered with that darkness. Let it go. Amen? The light that we are talking about is not an illumination on the outside, but it's a revelation on the inside that I have to keep this pure at all times. The bottom line, what it's all about, is when you give Jesus or the light of God's word the rightful place in your heart and let that light shine, it will solve many problems for us. But it's when we take offense that we start to defile. We start to say things. But if we let this light of God's word rule and reign in our hearts, it will keep peace there. Then you are the one to say, what can I do to keep the peace? Then you'll be the first one to go to make peace, to say sorry. Can I have one amen? Amen. Who of you need to call somebody to make some peace? Amen. Yes. When we believe in this light, just put John 12 verse 36 on quickly. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. Family, listen to me. When you believe in this light, you become sons of light. Believing is, I believe it, therefore I say it. I believe it, therefore I act upon it. I believe it, therefore I keep the word of God on the inside of me. God has called us to be children of light. Even if you are facing darkness, even if darkness is pressing against you, remember, light expels darkness. The light of this world came into a dark world to bring light to us, to give us direction. His word is a light unto our feet to lead and to guide us. But more than anything, that light is on the inside of you. Sela.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.